Hey, this is TA calling in from beside Tso Chena at almost 5,200 meters. Tso is the Bhutanese word for lake, and Chena is the name of this particular lake. It's a lovely azure teal glacial color, and it was pretty exciting when we first pulled into camp. The yak folks were actually taking the yaks down to Tso Chena to get their feet wet. Turns out that yaks can get a little bit warm as they're, hauling loads, so they like to go in to the lake and cool their feet down. And one was even, I think, almost ready to go for a swim, so they were encouraging it not to go too deep. We crossed the Jazzy La today, and as per usual, Marion and I did the pole pole, take it super slow, don't pant all the way up, and made it to the top of the pass in just under 3 hours. And we had lunch at a very beautiful view spot not long below the pass, a little bit breezy, but oh, so worth it because we could see the glaciers on nearby peaks, and we could have a little view down onto the sort of string of glacial lakes that we were going to be camping beside. And so we spent a few minutes on top of the pass taking some pictures. It was our eighth or ninth pass, depending which way you count. And it was at just over 5,187. I guess actually I may have goofed up in my stats. We're probably camping here at around 5,050. 5,200 meters was actually the pass. That was from the GPS our max elevation for today. We're doing well. We had a beautiful descent from the pass. We just took it nice and easy, and enjoyed walking on our own and making our way through lots of kind of peaty kind of alpine terrain in and amongst the rocks, and enjoyed the view and got to camp in very good time. Time to, of course, then set off the spot and write a journal entry and attend to our feet and get the solar panel out and solve a Sudoku and talk to you. So life is just grand here in Bhutan. This is our 21st trek day, 24th day of our itinerary. And the end is starting to stare us in the face. People are starting to talk about flights home and food they're missing. And at some point, Mary and I will talk about what we do next. But right now, we're just enjoying being here now, and enjoying the lessons of taking it step by step, not worrying about where we are in the group line. And there'll be lots more to write when we're back. And can't wait to share all of our pictures of this most gorgeous land, the land of the Thunder Dragon. Signing out from Bhutan. Take care.